From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Matthew, a powerful Category 3 storm, approached the Bahamas late Wednesday with sustained winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour after causing widespread damage and flooding in Haiti. Hugh Fowler in the Bahamian capital Nassau was stocking up on supplies Wednesday to ride out what's being called the worst storm in the Caribbean in a decade.
Basically, just a few things for my kids. I just pick up. I did some shopping yesterday, but I just came out today to just do some topping up, just to make sure.
At least 10 people have been killed on the island of Hispaniola that makes up Haiti and Dominican Republic. Tens of thousands were displaced. It is described as the worst storm to impact Haiti in half a century. Julie Lee is with the humanitarian organization World Vision in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
We have seen mainly a lot of flooding, especially in the coastal areas. Sea levels rose. In some families near the coastline, the water levels were right above the chest.
The U.S. is dispatching helicopters to help in search and rescue operations, as well as ferry supplies. Cuba was also affected. Haiti had to postpone its presidential election. The storm expected to strengthen before it impacts Florida's east coast later Thursday, where construction contractor Billy Pincore is busy preparing for the worst.
It's been crazy. We really haven't had a chance to take a breath. There's orders coming down from all over the place to get all the local establishments buttoned up and all the hatches battened down so that we can ride this storm out.
In Asia, meanwhile, at least six were killed by Typhoon Chaba as it battered South Korea. An American University biology researcher was killed in Ethiopia Wednesday amid ongoing anti-government protests. The U.S. Embassy said the woman died when stones were thrown at her vehicle on the outskirts of Addis Ababa. This is VOA News. Syria's military said it's scaling back its bombardment of the rebel-held sector of Aleppo to allow civilians to reach safe areas. The announcement came as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, spoke by phone Wednesday on world events, including Syria. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
First of all, it would be irresponsible for us, given what's happening in Aleppo, not to touch base with Foreign Minister Lavrov periodically. But it was part of those multilateral efforts now that are going to continue because we recognize they got to be part of the conversation.
Monday, Washington announced it was suspending talks with Moscow over efforts to impose a ceasefire in Syria. Russia Wednesday further curtailed cooperation with the U.S., suspending joint research on nuclear energy projects, including on uranium conversion. The Russian Foreign Ministry said it no longer trusts Washington in such a sensitive sphere. The U.N. said the Paris Agreement on climate change will legally come into force November 4th, a move welcomed Wednesday by President Obama.
Today is a historic day in the fight to protect our planet for future generations.
The landmark agreement, signed in Paris in December, aims to cut greenhouse gas emissions, most of which are generated by the use of fossil fuels, in an effort to reduce global warming. In Colombia, further talks are planned between President Juan Manuel Santos and the opposition to try to salvage a peace agreement with Marxist rebels that was narrowly defeated in a popular referendum Sunday.
Escuchamos por cerca de cuatro horas.
Mr. Santos said he listened for hours to the concerns of the deal's critics, including former president and current senator Alvaro Uribe. Opponents view the agreement as too lenient toward rebels who carried on a half century of violence that left a quarter million dead. Belgian prosecutors said two policemen were stabbed by a knife-wielding man in Brussels Wednesday. The case is being treated as possibly terrorist attack. Police said the officer didn't suffer any life-threatening injuries. The attacker is in custody. Two policewomen were stabbed in August, while two others were assaulted last month. Suspected al-Shabaab militants killed at least six people Thursday in an attack on northeast Kenya. They died in an attack on a residential compound in the Mandera region bordering Somalia. Two opposition leaders in Zambia, including presidential candidate Hakainde Hichilema, were detained by police Wednesday and charged with sedition and unlawful assembly. The vice president of the United Party for National Development, Jeffrey Mwamba, was also apprehended. Dozens of other their supporters have also been detained. Hichilema has disputed the August election that was won by incumbent president Edgar Lungu. Again, the hour's top story, Hurricane Matthew, a powerful Category 3 storm, approached the islands of the Bahamas late Wednesday with sustained winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour after causing widespread damage and flooding in Haiti. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.